Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh. I hope you're spending some quality time with your family or excited about something fun you're doing this weekend, or maybe you're listening while you're on a run or at the gym. I just hope you're feeling great and ready to take action, because you're going to get 10 super simple habits you can start today that will change your life. And you know me, I love simple strategies that get you exactly the results you're looking for. And make sure you stick around to the end, because I have a special surprise to share with you. I haven't talked about it anywhere yet, so you're getting all the info first, and it's free and you'll love it. So I'm going to tell you about that in a bit, so make sure you stick around. So let's get into this episode. You know, creating a life you love doesn't happen overnight. And most of us are so wired for instant gratification that when we don't get immediate results, we get disappointed and discouraged. And it's easy to fall into thinking like it's too hard, or your brain will start justifying giving up by telling you like you don't have time to focus on this right now, or it isn't even working, so why are you wasting your time? Your brain will jump in with all these justifications to stop trying. And I am the person who, if I eat well and work my buns off at the gym that day and stay on my food plan, I expect to see results the next morning. Like, I think in my head, I think I'm gonna get up and be a whole new person, right? And I've learned along the way, obviously, that's just not how it works. But remember this, habits are the building blocks of results. If you want a result, focus on the habits, the actions you take to get you there. And that's what we're talking about today, powerful habits that will change your life. What I love about this list too is that it isn't about anything in the external world. This isn't about your job or your partner or your finances. It's easy to fall into that thinking that it's if those external things were different, then our lives would be different. And obviously there's some truth to that, right? Details make a difference, but your internal happiness and joy is not dependent on external things. And if you get caught up in this external things, right, or if you have some perfectionism or control issues, then your happiness is fully dependent on outcomes. And we don't really have any control over outcomes. So you really want to shift to your internal habits, right? How you're managing yourself internally. Otherwise, your whole life is controlled by outcomes. If things don't go exactly the way you want them to, if everything doesn't turn out exactly the way you need it, exactly how you want, then you're not happy. You're controlled by outcomes. That's not fun. That's not how we want to live. We want to be able to internally deal with whatever comes our way and be okay regardless of the external circumstances. So here are 10 easy habits that will transform your life. 1, say no more. Say no more. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and most of us are pulled 1,000 different directions. take some time to figure out what you need for yourself. How much alone time do you need? How can you create time for self-care, time to unwind, to prepare for your next day, to exercise, to spend time with your family? If you want to do all the things, then you have to be clear on your time and how you're giving it away to others. Get a grasp on your time. Get comfortable with saying no. Get comfortable having healthy boundaries with your time and your energy. And I've talked about in a couple of episodes, I've talked about really easy ways to say no, because a lot of people, especially if you struggle with people pleasing, people have a really hard time saying no. No is not that big of a deal. You are not breaking anyone's heart. It's not the biggest disappointment on the planet. You're not a terrible person, right? Say no with this very simple process. You start first by saying thank you. Wow, thank you so much for thinking of me. Oh, I love that. What a great idea. Thank you for inviting me. And then you decline. I'm not going to be able to make it this time, but I really appreciate you considering me. I really appreciate you reaching out. There's no way I'm going to be able to fit that in my schedule right now. And then you close it with an invitation for next time. Then you close it with, but hey, reach out to me next time you're going to be doing that, or next time this opportunity comes up, make sure you reach out to me. Hopefully my schedule will be a little more calm by then, and I'll definitely be able to do it. Super simple process to say no. You're not breaking anyone's heart. It's not awkward or uncomfortable. Just, oh, wow, that sounds really great. Thank you so much for inviting me. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it happen this time, but definitely reach out to me next time because I'd love to be a part of this. Okay, there's your easy way to say no. Number two, journal. Almost everyone who doesn't journal has the same fear or says the same thing. They say, I just don't know what to say. I don't know how to start. And I want you to keep this in mind. Do not overcomplicate journaling. You're just writing the thoughts in your head. The vast majority of my journal entries start with whatever I just did. When I had my dog and walked my dog, all my journal entries started with, well, Henry and I were outside and it's cold today, or the sun's out today, or I ran into this neighbor. Like, you journal what you're thinking. So when I sit down and start journaling, it's whatever's happening in the moment. Just poured my first cup of coffee and sat down at my desk. That might be my first sentence. Sometimes my first sentence is, I have no idea where to start, or I have no idea what to write. But don't overcomplicate journaling, right? Just journal what you're thinking. Maybe your first line in your journal is, I'm struggling with journaling, or I'm starting to practice journaling more regularly, or this is uncomfortable because I don't do this very often. But as you continue to write about your day and what's going on in your head, then it's easy to just slide into writing your thoughts. And there is a therapeutic component to writing. This is why journaling is such a common recommendation. It allows you to free flow your thoughts without editing. See, when we're talking to other people, we're constantly editing what we're saying, how we're saying it, what words we're using. But when you write in your journal, you're only writing to yourself. There's no editing. You get all those thoughts and feelings on paper and you're processing through it as you're writing. And this gives you the opportunity to self-soothe. My sponsor drove this into my head in my beginning of my sobriety, and it used to make me crazy because the first thing he would say about everything is, did you write it out? Did you write it out? Did you write it out? And it made me insane. But months and months later, he told me, he's like, Angela, you're not always going to have somebody to call. You're not always going to have somebody in every situation that can help you process through everything that's going on in your life. You have to have the ability to self-soothe. You have to have the ability to take care of yourself and calm yourself. And that's why he made me write it out. And this is one of the greatest gifts he gave me, because it allows me to take care of myself. I don't always need somebody else, right? Writing is therapeutic. if my stomach is in knots about something and it's midnight, I'm turning to my journal to get my feelings out because I don't have somebody to call in that moment. Journal. Number three, meditate. Get quiet with yourself. If you want clarity and energy and serenity, then take a few minutes to get quiet with yourself. And just like journaling, don't overthink this. Don't let meditation intimidate you. Like if you aren't an actual monk, then you can't do it, right? Don't think those things. Meditation does take practice, but your thoughts will wander. Everybody says the same thing with meditation too. My thoughts are all over the place. I can't meditate. My thoughts are everywhere. I can't focus. That's normal. That is being human, especially a human with alcohol problems, right? Because our brains move so fast. It's terrifying. Of course, your thoughts are going to be all over the place. Don't let that stop you. Just know that's normal. It's just part of the process. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It takes practice. Here's what you don't have to do. You don't have to sit in a dark room, close your eyes. You don't have to do it for 20 or 30 minutes or an hour. What you do have to do is try, right? If you can't meditate for 20 minutes, then don't meditate for 20 minutes. Go on YouTube, find a 5-minute meditation. I started with 2 minutes. I would go on YouTube and I would search 2-minute morning meditation or 2-minute inspirational meditation, guided meditation, whatever. Find something short. If you can't do 20 minutes, great. Do 2 minutes, do 5 minutes. Get comfortable and do what the voice tells you. That's it. It's okay if your mind wanders. Everybody's mind wanders. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you or you're doing it wrong. When your thoughts wander, take a second and get back. Focus on your breath and listen to the voice. There's a reason it's called a meditation practice, because every time you do it, you're practicing. But don't overcomplicate it or talk yourself out of it. Just try. You can also do like walking meditations. Like it doesn't have to be a situation where you sit in silence and close your eyes and meditate. You know, again, Google it. Google and YouTube search it and find exactly what works for you in a time frame that works for you and allows you to practice. Next one, don't react. Instead of reacting and overreacting, take a second to pause. Collect more information about what's happening. Ask questions to clarify. Then respond thoughtfully. Be kind and respectful, even if you disagree, and respond. Now, if this is challenging for you, because we are instant gratification people, and we do react quick. I know I certainly did in my early recovery for sure. I was fast to freak out, regardless if there was another person involved or not. I would lose my shit in a second. So how I started practicing not reacting was just shutting up. That was my very first thing. Just shut up. Don't say anything. Keep your mouth closed. That's all, right? We call that pause. You just hit the pause button. But that's how I started. So if you need to just start not reacting and overreacting, just be quiet. Start focusing on that, just not saying a word. And then you'll get better, right? You buy yourself some time. It's also okay. This is something I had to learn in relationships. It's okay to ask for more time, right? When I'm in a situation, I need to think it through. I need to get introspective. I need to see what's going on. Again, I need to collect information. I need to figure out how much of this is my baggage and my BS that I'm trying to put on the other person. How much of it is their baggage? How do I want to react in this situation? I want to be kind, thoughtful, respectful. So I need to think, you know, so I had to learn to say, hey, listen, I need some time to mull this over. Can we finish this conversation tonight? You know, or can we finish this conversation in a little while? Or can we take a 10-minute break and come back to this? Because I just need to sort through things. It's okay. I would rather ask for a few minutes to chill out than overreact and blow up a situation into a huge fight or something that nobody wants. That's what you have to realize in those reactions and overreactions. Nobody wants that drama. You don't want it. The other people involved don't want it. So just practice being quiet and ask for a few minutes to chill out. And then you have that few minutes, you can call somebody, you can journal, whatever you need to do to get back to a good baseline and then come back to that situation. Next one, take action fast. You have 5 seconds to take action on a thought before your brain starts to talk you out of it. And this is Mel Robbins. You've probably heard this in her best-selling book, The 5-Second Rule. Mel Robbins talks about taking action for things that require less than 5 minutes. Need to reply to an email? Just do it. Have an amazing idea? Write it down right then. Found a solution while you're in the shower? Take a break and jot that down, right? Take 5 seconds. Anything that requires less than 5 minutes, just do it. Next one, read a lot. Read or listen to, in my case, books as much as you can. The great thing about audiobooks to me is they go with you through your day, right? Just like a podcast, it can travel with you, whatever you're doing. I can listen while I'm cleaning my house. Then it will go with me when I get in the car. It'll come on my Bluetooth and I can continue listening while I drive or go for a walk or while I'm working out. I love audiobooks and podcasts for sure. One of my other favorite resources to always continue learning and enriching myself is inspirational videos on YouTube. And TED Talks is another great one. There are millions of them, and they can change your mindset in a moment. For personal growth and development of any sort, reading is vital. It is such a huge component to continually learn and better yourself. So read a lot. Next one, observe your patterns. Instead of jumping in the blame game and trying to figure out why your actions are someone else's fault or judging and shaming others for your circumstances or your thoughts about things, start to notice your own patterns. Remember, I said this a minute ago, when I need a minute, because I need to observe my patterns. I need to see what part of this is mine, right? What part of this is my trauma and my baggage and my drama? I'm not immediately trying to figure out how something is everybody else's fault. I have to first figure out what my responsibility in the situation is. From the moment you wake up until the time you go to bed, start making a note of what pushes your buttons, right? Why did you get angry at that situation or person? What made you happy today? What irritated you during your day? When you start to see your own buttons and how they get pushed, you can start to improve them. What are your patterns? Are you defensive, insecure, bitter, happy, energetic, positive, jealous? What are your patterns? Observe your patterns. This is a great thing to do with your journal, right? Like have your journal with you or make a note on your phone, start a note. And as you recognize things, you know, oh, I got really pissed off when I was just in line at the bank because it wasn't going fast enough, right? Like put that on your list and start observing yourself and how you're reacting to the world. Again, when you start to understand your buttons and how they get pushed, that's how you start to improve them. Next one, stop complaining, start doing. Oh boy, it is part of the human condition to complain. Life is hard. There will always be adversity and difficulty. If you want to stay stuck in wallowing in the problems and discomfort, falling into the trap of feeling sorry for yourself, like it's so much worse for you than anyone else, then you're going to stay stuck. Stop obsessing about the problem and start obsessing about the solution. There's nothing you can't find an answer to, especially with Google and YouTube, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Right? This is about investing your time and energy, not money, but time and energy. I've taught myself a million things with nothing more than willingness and tenacity. And neither one of those things cost a dime. I learned how to build. I built all my own websites myself with zero experience. I learned how to make graphics, do social media, build business, speak Spanish, train dogs. I've trained all my own dogs. Start my podcast. Every piece of my podcast, I learned myself, Google and YouTube. To simple things like how to make my bed like a professional designer, and skincare and makeup, and about a million other things that fascinate me, all on Google and YouTube. Start doing, stop complaining, right? And stop procrastinating, stop putting it off. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I really need to do that. Oh, I've been thinking about that for a long time. Stop all of that. And start taking action, even the tiniest action. You know, if you've been thinking about taking a class and you've been thinking about it for a long time and you haven't taken any action, maybe your action is just sitting down and Googling it. Like, where is it? How much would it cost? Is there a better alternative that would work better for me right now? Right? Just collect some information. That's all. Maybe that's your action. But start doing. Next one, drink lots of water. Your body functions on water. It helps digestion. It stabilizes your heartbeat. It flushes bacteria from your bladder and protects your organs and tissues, along with a million other things. This is one of the most simple and most profound acts of self-care is drinking water. And it's healthy. And it's positive for weight, right? Drink lots of water. It's one of the easiest things. If this is the only thing you take from the list, or if you're wondering which thing you should start today, just start with water. And if your brain kicks in and tells you you don't like water, or you're sick of water, or it doesn't taste good, I want you to tell your brain to shut the F up, right? It just wants to kick in and be obstinate, because that's also a piece of who we are. We love to be disagreeable and obstinate. So stop being disagreeable. Tell your brain to stop being disagreeable and just drink a glass of damn water. Okay? Last one, number 10. How do I improve my day today? This is what I want you to ask yourself. What can I do today to make my life better? And what can I do to make someone else's day better? If you can start your day with this one simple thought, what can I do today to get me closer to where I want to be? I promise this habit will get you farther than hiding from your circumstances, avoiding, procrastinating, and not taking any action. Just start with this question. What can I do to make my life better today? And like I said, and what can you do to make someone else's day better? If you can do one itty bitty tiny thing to get you closer to where you want to be every day, it's huge. So just ask yourself at any point during the day, you can stop and go, okay, hold up. What do I need to do to make my life better today? What can I do? What little thing can I do to make my life better today? This is a phenomenal list of things that you can start practicing right now to change your life, change your circumstances, and change who you are. And that's really what we're all here for. You're not listening to a personal development podcast because you don't want to be a better human or have a better life or feel more happiness or feel more fulfilled. It's what we all want. So there you have it. And I have a feeling you love this list as much as I do. And quite honestly, I love the idea that these actions I can take will give me more control of my happiness, because it's about me and what I'm doing, not about the outside world and what other people are doing. And again, if you fall into being a perfectionist or you have those control issues, then your joy and well-being are dependent on outcomes. If everything doesn't go the way you want, you're unhappy. And that will leave you unhappy a lot. But if you're focused on the habits that create inner peace and calm, at the same time, you're creating outer peace and calm in your life, and you aren't controlled by the outcomes because you are okay and you feel okay regardless of what's happening. I'm going to continue to focus on bettering myself every day so that I can continue to step into the identity that aligns with the goals that I have, that align with the things I want the most. I hope you found a ton of value and inspiration in this episode, and I have the special surprise for you. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you're scratching your head wondering what the heck is happening to my life, why am I struggling with this alcohol problem, why can't I fix it, then I want you to go right now to addictionunlimited.com/fast track and sign up immediately for this 30 days to fast track your recovery series. For the next 4 weeks, I'm releasing a bonus podcast episode every Friday so you can get the answers you're looking for. And with each episode, I'm giving you bonus resources, worksheets, cheat sheets, audio trainings. It's a collection of resources for you to fast track your recovery over the next 30 days. If you missed dry January, then you can jump on this for alcohol-free April. It again is addictionunlimited.com/fast track. I will link that in the show notes so you can get there right from your podcast app and get access to all the resources as we add them each week. And did I mention it's free? Yes, it doesn't cost you anything. Bonus podcast episode, expert resources, personalized guidance, inspirational stories of other high-functioning people just like you who have overcome drinking and they're living an alcohol-free life. Alcohol-free April, my friends, 30 days to fast-track your recovery. addictionunlimited.com/fast track to sign up. It's free. We'll send you emails so you know exactly where to find everything, and we'll add more resources every week. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. Candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.